I really have to ask you that. How do you do it?
I think it's that I look at my whole life and I see the awful, terrible things in my life and turn it into something funny.
Well, fuck, let's get it in.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Just leave.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Jim and Them are the biggest assholes. They can go fuck themselves.
The only place where you will consistently hear puking, coming, and shitting all at the same time.
Hey, you horse. Get out of my face.
Soy fiesta.
Yo, Soy, what it do? Shout outs to Soy.
Yo.
Hey, make sure you don't eat too much soy. You get a soy intolerance. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Jim, is that true?
That's what happened to Daniel Bryan, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that happens too.
I had no idea.
This, my friends, is a comedy show. This is Jim and Them. Thank you so much for tuning in live on YouTube.
YouTube.
Not only that, but also live on radio.jimandthem.com, where you get all your Jim and Them radio needs.
YouTube.
Vimeo.
YouTube.
Vimeo.
Ah, boo.
You can HD video.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Not only all that, but if you're not listening live, and even if you are, you are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, I might add.
I don't know, Jim. That sounds expensive to me. I don't know why you expect all the listeners to just go out and spend all the money to subscribe to us on iTunes.
Guess what, my man? I got another surprise for you.
What? What is it?
It is free.
What? Download it on your Zune. Yeah. Zap it to your friends.
Get
whatever
on,
you
do.
Yeah. Zune zap.
Remember that if you like Jim and Them, feel free to zap your favorite episodes of Jim and Them to your pals using your Zune.
But we do. I mean, there is a catch. There's always a catch.
What's the catch?
Where are your reviews at? We do have some reviews.
What? No, we don't. We're Jimming them.
On Stitcher. And I can already see the second one I'm going to read is going to annoy me. But we'll get to it in a second.
Right.
Pretty sure I saw Zipperheads in that review.
All right.
Best podcast ever from IDK username, 5 stars.
Ooh, that's a good amount of stars.
You'll be hard pressed to find a better podcast out there. Jim and Them has over 13 hours of quality content for you to enjoy. Don't let that number scare you, though, as you can jump in at any episode, know exactly what is going on. That's one of the great qualities. Jim and Them, the cast members always keep the listeners informed and entertained. The only downside I can see for this podcast is their brand of humor can be a bit harsh for a newcomer.
Fucking idiot.
I know it was for me. Trust me, after a couple episodes, those thoughts will all but disappear and you'll be left with nothing but pure enjoyment. So if you know for the next couple hours you're going to be doing chores or having a long commute, give an episode of Jim and Them a try. I promise you won't be disappointed.
It's like what soldiers say about killing. They're like, at first it really haunts you, but after you've done it a couple times, it's literally the same as eating.
It's like now I'm doing chores. I'm just killing a man.
Well, no, it's like when you get in a prison. At first, like, oh, this sucks. I'm in prison. But then, you know, hey, it's day to day.
Yeah, but then a new guy shows up and you're like, let's beat that guy up.
Just another day in the yard. I'm reading all these books I never had time to read before.
Oh, yeah. I finally get to go to the gym for free.
Yeah, take long showers, lift weights. It's a dream.
Long showers.
It's from Pee Wee. It's from Pee Wee. Talks about prison. Cool Beans, great woke comedy, 5 stars. Jim and Them is a hilarious wrestling podcast that sometimes discusses things that aren't wrestling, but don't count on it. I do. That's all right. I'll take that. Join Jim and the others, parentheses them, for around 3 hours of nonstop laughs and conspiracy theories, the others being Jeff and Mike at time of writing. Jim is a great host who keeps everyone on point, and Jeff is a great wild card who keeps everyone on their toes.
Acid in the face.
All right.
But Mike, let me tell you about Mike. Mike is the podcast's alleged video game expert who knows nothing about video games. Ooh. Sometimes likes to go on tangents about things no one except for him and his tiny...
Ooh.
And tiny wiener care about. All your opinions on video games are garbage. No one cares if you're racist. Here it is. No one cares if you're racist to zipperheads when he's not talking about video games. He's pretty funny, though. All in all, definitely can't recommend this podcast.
Doesn't
enough.
Even mention us.
It kept me sane. This is a PC gamer for sure. Mike, you made some enemies last week.
This is some fucking dumb dickhead who's like, what? He's telling everybody how it is.
It kept me sane more times than I can count while at work. And don't forget to sign up for that Patreon for some great movie commentaries and additional content. Love from Israel. XOXO.
Kill yourself.
He probably will. He is from Israel.
GoonCon 20 Dicks Teen, Carlos Swamptana.
Carlos Swamptana, everybody.
Hey there, traveler. If you're looking for a good time, you've come to the right place. The boys at Jim and Them know how to deliver a show unlike any other in the land. If Jim and Them were bits nobody likes anymore, Jeff would be man covered in acid. Mike would be comparing the hosts to things, and Jim is too cool to be a tired gag. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Subscribe to the pattern. For even more quality content from these boys. I assume that means Patreon.
No, Jim, there's a secret pattern, and if you follow it to the very end, subscribe. It leads you to the Patreon.
Numerology.
I'm also there. Me, the renowned Carlos Swamptana. I love you all. Keep it real and keep it gay.
Wow, Carlos Swamptana himself.
I don't know if you guys listened to the new Patreon show.
I heard a little
show,
of it. Yeah, that's the...
Dungoons and Dragoons. Phil Bates has a character named Carlos Swamptana, and it's probably the best name I've ever heard in my life.
That's good.
Damn, we made some enemies last week with our PC gaming.
No, actually, oddly enough, Jim, it seems like only I made enemies.
And they only mentioned video games, so maybe they're a video gamer and you don't know shit.
Ooh. Maybe.
Maybe they're big Steep fans and they're on my side.
Maybe they're the true gamers. But yeah, thank you so much for the reviews. Please don't put things like Zipperhead in the review. Just because, like...
I can't believe it made it through. Usually, Stitcher seems super... Like weird about letting like sometimes people will just say like
their filter. They must not have Zipperhead in there.
Yeah, I guess they're like no, you can't say damn, but yeah, you can say Zipperhead all you want.
No one will say Zipperhead.
I mean, I'm all for a good joke, but like when you're reading a review, there's no real context, and I like to think that there is. If you listen to the show a bit, you know there's context.
Yeah. Also, no one would read that and want to listen to our show. No one would be like, hey, you know what? Yeah. This makes me want to listen to this.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Oh my God, we're still in the intro, but not only all that.
What?
You can call in, you can interact, you can talk to the guys, us here.
You and your dudes, we're just Jim a couple of dudes, we're a bunch of your dudes.
Dude.
All you have to do is dial this number.
701-214-5941.
Jim and them on Skype.
Go ham.
Jim and them on Skype.
BK.
Jim and them on Skype.
Bitch.
Yes. And Jim and them on Skype.
You bitch.
I, being of sound mind and body, am Jim.
I'm Mike, and I'm going to go... Get crucified. What's it when they dunk you in water?
Dunk tank.
I'm going to go get dunk tanked.
Jim said he's the man, and Mike said he's the guy, so what does that make me, huh? Guess I'm the dude.
They're loving the dude.
We saw the dude himself.
Loving the dude.
Week.
I guess keeping with that review... That we talk about wrestling sometimes.
We saw the dude himself.
We did. We did take a trip this
money,
past
money,
Sunday
money, 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 money,
to
money,
money in
money,
the
money,
bank
money, money,
wrestling pay per view.
Strangely, didn't have the rights to Money, Money, Money. Apparently, because they kept playing that weird other
version. Oh yeah, their weird version of Money, Money,
Money, Money, Money.
Yeah, it's just it's literally just like a woman just going money, 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 money.
Yeah, instead of like money, 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 money. Money.
It's literally just that last money over and over. It's been the same thing theme for all three of the years I've seen it.
Money, 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 money.
Money.
This one.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money.
Just if we could set the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Money, that's me money, cashing money, in my money in the bank.
Yeah, it was
it was a hell of a time.
Yeah, it was the three boys and Chad Dunkerley joined us.
Oh, we've been boys a long time with Chad Dunkerley.
We went to the brand new T-Mobile Arena, home of the brand new NHL hockey team of Las Vegas, Nevada. Which,
Vegas,
by the way, I don't know why you're so excited, Jeff. Hockey's been in Vegas before, you fucking idiot.
They've played hockey here before. They have exhibition games.
Hey, Jim, maybe wipe that stupid smile off your face.
Did they really?
Because hockey, Jim... They played exhibition hockey games here in Vegas.
That's the same.
Why are you so excited,
that's
you
the
fucking
same.
Rube?
That's the same
you
thing.
You stupid Rube.
Oh, man. They had the Avengers here all the time when
you're
the
such
movie
a
came out.
Fucking Rube, Jeff.
Fucking stupid.
But, yeah, we got to go to T-Mobile Arena.
Brand new arena here in Vegas.
It was everything was a nightmare leading up to it.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic,
dude, of
there
course.
Was like... EDC was here. There was like 6 car accidents. There was like 9 detours.
Well, everyone was thizzing on the highway. Even Jim was like, time to thizz. And started thizzing.
It took us like an hour and a half to go what should have taken like 15 minutes.
Yeah. And like they don't really have the logistics of the arena field figured out as far as like parking and like getting there. Because, I mean, we parked at a place that's fairly close. But then there's just like 2 escalators and like 3 elevators
yeah.
with like thousands of people going in and out.
Well, it's good that we showed up as late as we did because like when we were leaving, we just said, fuck it, let's go get food because it would take so long.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've heard a lot of people talk about this stuff. Apparently, this is one of those things where it's just like the answer is just like, hey, that's a part of this stuff. Like I've heard people with sports teams in certain towns talk about how they're just like, hey, when you go to a football game, it's going to take you 45 minutes to leave. That's just how it
no,
is.
No, that's
the
true.
The roads are going to get fucked up on directly the way there. That's just part
Well, that's
of it.
Part. But they should have a better way of getting out of there, though. There shouldn't be one escalator for everyone to get to. Like, I understand, yeah, there's going to be traffic and all that shit. But they should be able to figure that out, like getting to a parking garage. They put in 2 down and 1 up escalator.
Yeah, the escalator.
They're really just kind of saying, fuck you.
No, it's genius.
And they have like a...
They want to trap you with their restaurants.
Basically, yeah. Because they have like this... I mean, it's a nice new stadium, but they're kind of like, fuck it. We'll just... You know all this free parking we got? We'll just charge for it now. We don't need to put in new parking.
Yeah, I've heard people getting mad at Vegas people because we keep complaining about having to finally pay for parking.
Well,
it's like,
bullshit.
Hey, fuck off. We've never had to, so eat my ass.
Well, and we shouldn't because they're making... I mean, they're making them bills off of people gambling. That was kind of the trade-off.
Yeah.
The trade-off was you park for free because that's just more money to give to them.
And odds are no matter where you park, you're walking the strip, so there's a chance for you to walk in any number of casinos, so they don't care. They're literally gambling with us gambling.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got there fairly in time. I guess we missed the Breeze Dango and the Golden Truth match. We got there just as the Dudley match was starting. And the tickets we got were all in the wheelchair area.
We found out in this weird accident situation where we walk in and we can't find our section because... apparently it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew because when I ordered the tickets, I just did best available, and they gave me these tickets, and then I'm looking at it, I'm trying to find it on the seating chart, and I'm like, row WC, what is that? And I even called the place, and I was like, what are these tickets? And they're like, oh, it's like wheelchair section is at the top. And I was like, so is that okay?
I'm not a crip, doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's fine. But then when we even get there, you know, we have to be like, because there's no chairs.
Because it's basically just like, it's like what you'd picture like at the very, very front of like at a football stadium when you're down as far as you can. There's just railing there. That's kind of what we were up against. We were just up against the railing, but there were no chairs. They had to bring them out to us.
Yeah, because typically you would just wheel up because you bring
your
own chair.
Yeah, you just wheel up in your broken-ass chair.
B-Y-O-W-C.
Yeah, after you're trying to take the one escalator to get there in your stupid wheelchair. So, but the lady's being like a bitch about it. Like, the kid is just
They
usher.
Seem annoyed that we're trying to find where we're supposed to sit.
They're acting like we're scamming because we have these fucking wheelchair seats. Because the usher, he's just some kid, like some high school kid. He's whatever. He's like, I don't know. This is section 14. And we're like, okay, well, this is us then. We need seats. Where are the seats? And he's like, oh, hold on. He has to get his supervisor lady. And then she's like, well, let me see your tickets. So I show him. And then she's like, let me see all the tickets.
Let me see every single
ticket.
Like,
all right, here are the fucking tickets. They all say WC. She's like, ugh, I got to get two more chairs.
And then we're like setting them up, and only three are set up, and there's space in between. Yeah. And they're like trying to get us to squeeze them together. It's like, hey, we haven't even fucking set them all up yet.
They're trying to tell us to push down more. And then I'm like, dude, where else are we going to push down? And he's like, well, you know, there are more wheelchair people coming or something. And I'm like, yeah, well, we paid for fucking seats too. And then he's like, oh, yeah, okay.
All right. And then we put the chair there, and it's like, yeah, see, look, it fucking makes sense all of a sudden.
And then no one else came anyway. Yeah. So what the fuck are you talking about?
And it ended up being a great spot because we're right against the railing. We could stand up as often as we want.
Yeah,
which we realized
no one
was like a funny.
Because we were the only ones standing up.
Yeah, we were the only ones standing up in this wheelchair section.
Although it wasn't even like that everyone else was in wheelchairs, because it's just like there was one, there was just some scum family next to us.
Yeah, just a bunch of fat morons.
And one of the guys was just, super overweight. Like, he was walking around, but he just couldn't stand up when he was sitting down.
Yeah, me and
super
Jeff
overweight.
Jumped up to dance for the New Day, and they were just like looking at us like they wish they could dance.
Yeah, we
were
on
wish their knees wouldn't fucking Seth Rollins out beneath them as they were trying to dance to the New Day.
We're on our
high stepping.
Yeah, we're on our feet in the wheelchair section. Loving it.
Yeah, I was losing
our shit for the vaudevillains.
It was nice because, we didn't have people really right in front of us. It was just a guardrail.
I could hold up my sign as much as I wanted.
There's no one like
behind
behind us. They were basically behind us was the next level, the people like up above. So there's no one behind us. We could stand as much as we want, do whatever the fuck we want. So it was a good time. It was a good show. And we got to witness. We got to be in the section that the drunk vape girl was in.
Anyone watching, I don't know if you heard, for some reason during the Rollins and Reigns match, when we started singing the na-na-na-na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye, because there was this dumb whore.
Sexy
who was
vape
just,
girl.
She was wandering around drunk, couldn't find her seat. Her and her boyfriend were drunk. She was clearly the dumb drunk.
And I think they were already causing a problem with people sitting around them.
Well, because they kept trying to sit in other chairs.
Yeah, and I saw what you mentioned, Mike, because there was a point where they came down the steps at one point and then went back up and went around. I think it's because they were like on the other side, and the people on the row were like, no, just go around. Yeah. Don't walk through the whole aisle to get to the other end.
Well, and they sat in a section, and then some people showed up and they're like, hey, these are our seats, and made them get up and leave. And then so she's sitting there, and then she just starts fucking like dropping these fat cloud-chasing vape clouds.
Yeah, all of a sudden we start seeing clouds of smoke, and it's...
Well, I heard Jim was like, vape goals! Vape goals! And I saw Jim get all excited. I was like, who's vaping?
Jim was like Instagramming all his vape goals.
I was pretty excited about the vape goals.
I like, Jim, where's the vapes?
And, so we just see an annoying drunk girl blowing vape smoke in the air. And so everyone's just narking her out, pointing at her.
You could tell people were, like, asking her to stop.
Yeah. Well, imagine.
And they were being nice. And then a couple times they were asking the boyfriend, because she was clearly a drunk mess.
Yeah.
And, she either, you could tell she was giving them attitude, and the boyfriend turned around. I couldn't tell what he was doing. But then eventually, a couple people leave. They get security to come. And everyone's just kind of, immediately narking her out, pointing her out. And the guy comes up and talks to her, and clearly he's saying, hey, don't vape. There's children all around you.
Yeah,
because
they
people
sent the high school
you.
Guy first.
Just don't vape. And, no joke, dude has barely even left the row.
Yeah, he walks away.
And she rips this fat-ass fucking vape
cloud.
But
she turned around and blew the vape cloud in the people sitting behind her. She, blew it in their face.
It was pretty much vape goals.
And then she turns, then some guy's, talking to her, and this is the best thing. He turns, he's talking to her, and she turns around and gives him the finger, and so he looks straight at her and then just does the John Cena,
hits her with a John Cena, you can't see
and
me.
And that made, I was fucking loving that.
Then they the giant Eric Rowan fucking security guard.
Yeah, then they brought fucking Eric Rowan down to fucking...
a great moment where he pointed at her, and then he did the one finger come here.
Yeah, he did the come
here. It was really scary. Imagine.
And she's acting who, me?
Yeah, because she wouldn't get up at first, and then he realized, I'm not going to shimmy down this whole row. He was just like, hey. And then, just the old, come here.
And she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And he had to eventually fucking shuffle his way over there.
But he didn't have to go the whole way. She finally got up and was like, all right.
Well,
and then,
when the mountain is walking over to you, you just get up and you go with
him. So he starts taking her, but then he has to stop her and go and be like, sorry, everyone that's with you is coming out, too.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
So keep in mind, this is during the Rollins and Reigns.
This is the main
match.
Event. Yeah, this is during the main event.
And so... everyone hated this chick.
Yep.
So we're all fucking booing her and stuff. But then, as they're getting dragged out, the whole section just starts singing
Hit her with the na-na-na-na.
And so that was great. So if you guys heard that and you didn't understand why they were singing that to Roman Reigns, well, you could tell that Roman Reigns and Rollins like started acting like it was for one of them, and they didn't like you because I was watching a lot of the match because I didn't care.
Yeah, because there was even before they were singing, there was just a quick applause break because we were cheering that she's getting kicked out.
And Rollins acted like the applause was
like
for him.
They were cheering for the match. It's like, no, we're not cheering for the match. We're looking at Vape Goals over here. So
yeah, so Vape Goals got kicked out, and then like 11 minutes later, sickest fucking cash in history happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
Bagels happens.
Bagels went down.
So it's hilarious because, like, all the friends are like, yeah, so it's cool. You got to go Money in the Bank. You got to see that cash. He's like, nah, my girlfriend wouldn't stop vaping, so I didn't get to see it. Then on the way out, yeah, we went and it was, like, super traffic, so we just decided to wait a little bit. We found a Never Give Up John Cena towel in the parking lot. I got that hanging up on my wall in my bedroom
nice,
now.
Oh, nice.
Every once in a while, I show it to my cat, my little cat baby man. He's a big John Cena fan.
Where did the – because the Cavs ended up coming to Vegas that night. Where did they go? We should have hung out with them.
Yeah, they were all at some club. There's tons of pictures of fucking Wale and the New Day and Kevin Love all hanging out.
We should have kicked it with them.
But yeah, it was a fucking dope night. It was great. Like, going to the stadium was fun and getting to see a pay-per-view. And then also, the crowd was good.
Yeah,
the crowd turnout
was
good.
Yep.
And it seemed like a great venue for pay-per-views. And I would love to see us get added into that regular rotation because it was so successful.
Well, Mike, I mean, you're talking about the hockey team. Don't you know that Vegas is a city full of transients?
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No one's going to go to these games.
No, there's too much to do. Yeah. There's too many shows to see.
Blue Man Group every Wednesday.
Yeah, because we're all going to see the same 11 shows fucking every week instead of seeing a movie.
Don't you know there aren't locals in Vegas? No one's going to go to these fucking
games.
Won't
the ice melt?
No one's driving all the way from Henderson. Yeah. Fuck off. All these fucking clowns who've never been to Vegas who think, ugh, it's so frustrating. I get into so many arguments with strangers on the internet now.
I didn't know what that people were so against it until I saw your tweets because.
Do you see me arguing with people?
I saw you
arguing
with people that are just being clowns about it.
Yeah, dude, no one understands Las Vegas at all. So whenever anyone tweets about the Raiders or us getting NHL. And they just say dumb shit. My new favorite thing is big writers and sports talk radio guys from around the country, when they shit on Vegas, I just retweet them and just say, ha ha, settle down. That's just my – because being told to settle down is the most condescending thing. Yep. It makes you so angry to be told settle down that's what I love doing now, just telling sports talk radio and sports writers to fucking settle down when they shit on Vegas or they say dumb shit. Mm-hmm. I got in an argument with what's that horse face Bronco?
Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, Shannon Sharp was shitting on
Once
Vegas.
Once said horse face, there can be only one man.
Yeah, this fucking horse face asshole was talking about how Vegas didn't make sense and how there's so many things on the strip to do. Why would they ever see football? And that no one's ever – that we don't make enough money to see football games. And I guess so I got into an argument with Shannon Sharp and this Denver sports reporter guy. And it was actually pretty dope because that argument sprung out into the local Vegas scene.
Yeah.
And tons of people, like weird people, like sports talk radio guys that were locals, newspaper writer guys that were local, all started like jumping in. And I was getting retweets where – I'm not retweets, replies where it wasn't even about me anymore. I was just a part of the original argument.
Yeah, getting in
and then
the,
like the local bigwigs were like jumping in, being like, shut the fuck up. Like it was dope that it, like this weird like domino effect started. But I love – that's my new favorite thing is getting into arguments with idiots that don't understand that Vegas is, like, one of the fastest-growing cities and that we don't all live in casinos and that we're not a bunch of – we're not fucking Baker. We're not Baker, California. It's crazy that people don't understand Las Vegas as a city, but they love to just go out there and tweet and talk about their fucking nonsense when it comes to like big things that like don't make like you're saying that as a fan of Tampa Bay,
yeah,
a fan of the Buccaneers, you're saying that we fill a third of our stadium up for fucking 2/3 of our games and they deserve a football team, but fucking Las Vegas can't support the Raiders. Like eat but all of the dicks. Eat every one of my dicks.
Are you telling me that a tourist isn't going to come to Vegas and be like, ah, who wants to go to an NFL game?
Yeah, I want to go see Zumanity.
Yeah.
And also all the fucking high rollers, dude. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but you talk to any one of these, like, the guys that are, like the top guy who's like, no, I'm in charge of, like, keeping our 22, 23, like, I'm going to drop $25,000 to $100,000 high rollers happy, every single one of them are like, dude, these people are so stoked. Like, I have people for like that. You've a lot of them been coming on local radio and been like, I've got people from Pittsburgh who are asking me, who don't follow it well enough to know that it hasn't already happened, asking me when they can buy tickets to watch football here in Las Vegas. And I have to tell them, oh, we don't have it yet. Or when the second the NHL got announced, they're asking, how do I buy season tickets? Like, these are just fucking randoms that have a ton of money that come to Vegas
bunch
all the time.
Transients.
We're going to be
filling
our fucking suites like crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting tons of people from L.A., Raiders fans.
Someone,
I have never gotten shit on more times on Twitter than I have in the last couple weeks, because anytime I defend the Raiders coming here, fucking bitter ass Raiders fans love to shit on Las Vegas and talk about how we're the worst because we're stealing their team from them. It's the best. I love it. Oh, it's tasty. Oh, I love fucking tasty, angry Raiders fans.
Fuckboy on the line. What it do?
Yo, what's up, guys? I want to talk about this NHL, you know, Vegas gang of team.
Okay. Yo, you can talk about that fucking melting ice, my dude.
Oh, hell yeah, boy. You know, I mean, if Arizona has a team, you know, anything's possible.
Word.
But it's like, you know, it's one of those things that I'm like an NHL fan. So, like, I've seen this coming for a while, especially since all the awards are like done in Vegas already and everything.
Yeah, they announced our team like a fucking hour before the NHL awards started.
I know. And it was like, I just love how it's still unnamed. And they're just like, they're trying to get everything done for merchandising already. But it's like one of those things. I mean, like, I live in New York and I'm a Devils fan, but I would definitely come out to see like a Devils game. You know, it's
We're a perfect city for this shit. There's a reason why big conventions like coming to Las Vegas.
Destination
but, yeah,
city,
it's a
bitch.
It's a city where you can come for this and then also have a reason to stay. Or you can come, you can choose your vacation and go, here's another reason. Where everyone's acting like it's a bad thing to have a sports team here because there's so many other things to do, when they should be looking at it the other way around, where it's like, here's another great reason to come to Vegas. When you're not gambling and you're not at the pool and you're not seeing a show, seeing a football game or an NHL game or whatever thing we have at the arena at the time. Like, there's, it's so backwards and outdated to hear people talk about the nonsense of Vegas that they truly don't understand the city. They really do think we're just
people,
the strip and nothing else.
The people that live here, they're thirsting for a pro team, and because I'm not even a like really an NHL fan, but if we have a team, I would check it out and I'd want to check it out. Oh, and I feel like there's a lot of people that would be like that, just because, I mean, look at people that watch UNLV basketball just because
no one
likes that shit.
Yeah,
Brian,
fucking
idiot, Bone Wolf.
Well, it's one of those things too where, like, I'll fully admit, like, when it comes to hockey, I've never been an NHL guy, but that's because I have nothing invested. But and this, I don't want to sound like a bandwagon guy, but maybe I am. I don't know.
Bandwagon, Mike.
What I like about hockey is every
get on that bandwagon,
during the Winter
Mike.
Olympics, one of my favorite things is to root for the U.S. team for hockey because I enjoy watching it, and that gives me some I have something to invest myself into because I have the U.S.
Well, I swear to God,
NHL, you have nothing. You have if you don't have a team.
Now you piss me off because I fucking hate the Olympics.
Made me think about the Olympics. But if
that's the only thing.
Either
one
of you,
I do enjoy.
Wear a Raiders jersey, he'll stab you in the throat.
I'll wear a Las Vegas Raiders jersey.
I'll stab you in the throat. I will full Raiders fan on
hell
you.
Hell yeah, I'll
stab you in the throat.
I'll rep the LV Raiders, bro.
But it will be nice. It'll be nice to finally have an NHL, like it'll be a great gateway drug, for lack of a better term, to like have something to invest yourself in. It's
be
easy.
The weed.
Yeah.
It'll be like some weed.
Yeah,
bro.
It'll be like smoking that choke.
Suddenly you're mainlining.
And
it's
kind
hockey.
Of like, I love it when people are like, yeah, you know how you guys will never get ticket sales or anything, but it's like, I go to the Prudential Center for like a Devils game, and that shit is like fucking empty, and everyone leaves in like the second period.
Yeah, dude,
so
that's
it's
what I'm
like,
saying. Bucks games, dude. The only time we fill our stadium is when the Patriots or the Broncos or something fucking come
Pats
to town. It's
Las
the only
Raiders
time is when a couple
only time
of
we fill ours is when the Rangers come, and then it's like a bunch of Rangers fans in our arena like hating on us. And it's just like,
so you can't
the saddest shit in the world.
Yeah, you can't tell me those places deserve a team and that we can't support one. When all these people, they're all basing their information off of what? Nothing. We've never had the opportunity. You can't say we can't support it when we're like the hungriest goddamn city
like
in the world.
Yeah, like, you guys have the XFL that like crashed like super hard?
Yeah, that was our fault.
Yeah, it was Vegas' fault.
It's so fucking stupid.
It worked out well everywhere else.
It's obnoxious. It's ridiculous. But I'm stoked that this is a great door opening for a ton of shit. We're gonna get so much shit now.
Yeah, true enough.
Thanks, fuckboy.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Later.
Later.
There's someone else that called I had to hang up on. If you want to call back, call back. Unless you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, Florida has three teams, Nate Combs. They've got the Jags, they've got the Dolphins, and they've got the Bucks.
Yeah, Florida's a big state.
Or is he talking about
hockey
teams? Talking about NHL? Because I couldn't tell you anything about the NHL.
They have multiple teams, too. They have Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they've got the Lightning, and they've got the Panthers.
Fuck if I know. Do they have the Bruins?
Yamaner Yager's on the fucking Panthers.
Do they have the Bruins?
That's Boston.
Ah, your boy.
Yeah, Boston boy, Bruins, Jim. My man.
You just said you would be the biggest Vegas hockey fan you sell out.
Well, I don't really like hockey at all, so.
That's the thing your state's best at. The only sport.
No, it's not
at.
The best. Only, well, are you
okay,
kidding
sorry,
me?
Football.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, but traditionally
we dominated sports.
Home
from
the Pats.
The aughts. We dominated all sports
just
in the aughts.
Every single one of his teams
Pats,
has won a championship.
The Red Sox, the
Celtics. I think the Celtics, the Bruins, the Pats, and the Red Sox have all won a championship like in the last 15 years.
I forget
years,
baseball
right?
even exists, so I forget.
I think there was the
oh,
year
I still
we almost
had as
I think
a Boston hat.
There was that year we almost ran the table, or we did run the table. I forget.
Huh.
Fucking running the table.
As
bro.
Far as cities go, it's a dynasty.
Well, Vegas always been running the table.
Fucking Larry Rats. Bird and shit.
Yeah, that shit. Fucking
Kevin
threes.
McHale and shit. Fucking that dude with the towel and shit.
Going back
to the Celtics, bro.
But yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked about all the sports
I
stuff
coming.
I fucking
hate NBA, by the way.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about sports. I hate basketball. I fucking hate it.
It's all right. I don't ever watch it, really.
Sucks.
It's tough to watch the full season because it really only gets interesting, like, basically when the playoffs start. And
it's really only interesting the last 5 seconds of the game. Otherwise, it's like, oh, no, you got a basket. Oh, you got another basket. Oh, the other team got a basket now.
You don't
fuck.
Like baskets?
Nah, fuck a basket. Yeah, that shit was invented in Springfield, my dude. Massachusetts repping again. Go to the Basketball Hall of Fame like I have.
Hate
whoa,
basketball. Jim. Why were you there? You hate it. It's like your least favorite thing.
It was back in the day of Charles Barkley. I was big into it.
Little bit.
Back in the day of Grandmama, I was repping my Charlotte Hornets pullover.
Nice, dude.
No, you would just go there on a school field trip just because it was in Springfield and it was invented in Massachusetts, my dude. Let's see. Who's on the line? Caller?
Hey, you're on Jim and Them. Who's on the line?
It's Howard here, and it's LeBron James.
Hey, what up, dude?
What up, man? You're LeBron James. Don't want a championship, man.
Oh, it's LeBron
I got
James.
Down, I'm out here smoking a Newport, my boy, you know.
Yeah.
Good. I feel like they are.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
LeBron,
dude.
LeBron, how does it feel to bring that title home to the Cavs, man?
Shit, feel good, man. I ain't got no shirt on still, smoking a cigarette.
Oh, wait, is this J.R. Smith? I thought this was LeBron.
Yeah, it's J.R., man. I just know shot of a ball of LeBron, dang.
What up, J.R.? Do you miss Melo at all, or are you happy in Cleveland?
I'm going to go back to New York after this season. I'm going to drink some Hennessy tonight, you know, to go to sleep. Other than that, nigga, I'm a champion, nigga.
Yeah, hell yeah,
right, man.
J.R. Smith, wow.
Thank you so much for calling the show, J.R. Smith. Make sure you check out the Patreon,
Mike.
If you haven't already.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Jim. Hi, Jeff. Bro.
Later. Wow.
So it wasn't LeBron?
No, it was J.R. Smith.
Oh, man.
What a great place. Jim and Them, your home for J.R. Smith
yeah.
impressions.
Hell yeah, J.R. Smith.
Or maybe it was the real J.R. Smith. Maybe he's
got his shirt off.
Them.
I just know he's got his shirt off and he's smoking a Newport. So
yeah, drinking Hennessy.
Good for him. Drinking that Henny.
Good
anything
job.
Anything is possible, my friends. If you believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
why were none of them wearing Bo Leaf shirts?
there's a thing we got to get to. I meant to get to it last week, but I ran out of time. There was just too much Patterson
yeah.
Knightley
yeah. awesome,
to
great
cover.
Content.
How deep the wormhole goes.
And this ties into a show we just recorded before this. We did a Fueled by Bitterness for the Patreon where we went over some late night TV, you know, the good stuff, yeah, the good TV,
the
so
good
like,
stuff.
Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon,
BET Uncensored,
James Corden, and
wow, the hits keep on
all
coming,
all the great people. But anyways, there's The Rock. Now, you guys haven't seen this sketch yet, have you? It's a sketch.
I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a late night sketch. Yes,
yes.
I've seen it.
It's a sketch with The Rock and Jimmy Fallon.
Does the Rock bottom Jimmy Fallon?
I
want to
know.
Injured?
I want to know if you'll see where this is going, because it's going somewhere.
It's like a cooking competition.
Well, it's a sketch. They're guys at the prom.
Okay. Okay. Is it something we should be able to guess already?
I think I'd be very surprised if you guessed
okay,
it.
Okay, let's see.
I'll watch
it. But I feel like it will not disappoint.
Oh no.
I feel like the reveal and the goof, the gag factor here will not disappoint.
Senior prom 2016. This is what
Wait,
it's
can you
all
pause
about,
it?
Bro.
Yeah.
Does Jimmy Fallon just do SNL sketches on his show? Because if you told me this was an SNL sketch, I'd go, yeah, of course.
I mean, in this case, yes. I mean, sometimes when they're not playing beer pong or
putting a basketball hoop on their fucking dick.
Seeing who knows the most about The Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah. Doing
Walking Dead trivia contest. Yeah.
Glory hole, fucking 90s glory hole where you suck a 90s star's cock through a fucking
glory
through a cup. That's one of those cups with the design. The
90s kids glory 90s. Hole.
Oh, it tastes like Ecto Cooler.
This is like Chalky from Rugrats.
Chalky's from Doug, first off. Oh, yeah, from he's the jock from Doug. You fucking, you're, right. You're not a real 90s kid. You fucking fake.
Yeah, Jim. You fucking don't even know about Chalky.
Well, I meant Chucky.
Go fuck yourself, Jim.
Was it Chucky?
Chucky, yes.
9/11.
There was right. Both.
9/11.
You said it, bro.
Pound it.
One more time.
Is it Night at the Roxbury? Is it Night at the Roxbury that them?
I would say it's maybe it could be the millennials' Night at the Roxbury.
Oh man, they're gonna do the Carlton, and Carlton's gonna jump out.
I'll just say that. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna. Exactly. I'm not gonna. If I give, I feel like okay, if I give no, a hint, okay, it'll we'll give it away. So.
Ah, thanks. My mom helped me put it on because I was piercing my nipple.
Yeah, that's cool.
Noise. So, got your eyes on anyone? And,
Wait, Jim.
Oh, come on, of is course.
This, but did it give this a year? Is this supposed to be a
no, he said 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it weird that they're acting like it's like the
yeah, they're acting,
80s?
Yeah, I was just about to say, they're acting like it's like a, like some sort of different period of time.
No, he said senior prom 2016.
You know how people are in 2016, I was like, noise, yeah. Noise!
You know, I like to just sit back and let them come to me.
Oh, I hear you. Uh-huh. Oh, here comes Stacy now. Oh. Check this out.
All right.
Oh, is it Anna Kendrick? Dope.
Nope, no, it's not. But
I love Anna Kendrick, dude. She's just like me.
If we can go inside the comedy here.
Okay, I love doing that.
This is the reveal. Oh. Now, the reason why I had to download this and not play the YouTube video is because the YouTube video gives it away.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to see if you could see where this is going.
I have no idea. Know.
I see a huge
I will
bowl of
say,
pretzels.
I'll give this hint, and this may give it away.
No, don't.
No, don't. Not
well,
because
it's about to happen. Okay, all right.
Just let it happen.
Okay.
Oh, look how excited you are.
All right. God, I can't wait. The anticipation. All right.
Ermagerd, sir, sir.
Jeff left. Jeff left. Jeff left.
Oh no, Jeff's trashing Jim's house. Oh no, Jeff. Jeff gotta come. Ermagerd, Jeff. You gotta come back. God, isn't Jimmy Fallon like 41?
Why?
Jeff can't sit down.
Is that girl right there the audience surrogate? Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe I spoke too soon.
Yeah, Jeff, at least let it get to the end. We're only 54 seconds into this 4-minute long sketch.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I couldn't have even fathomed that. There.
Oh, man.
I was going to, I mean.
Is the whole thing memes?
Well, it's just like, a meme.
It's just that meme over and over? Oh, God, no!
Well, that's what I was going to say. It has to do with a meme. You still probably wouldn't have gotten it.
You look spectacular. I love your dress. Be careful. I think somebody spurt the perch.
Bro, what the heck was that?
I don't know. I guess we just got nervous.
Well, you gotta get it together, dude.
All right.
Surely they can't
keep
do that.
Doing it, Jim?
Oh, snap. Here.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see what happens.
Snap. Here comes step one.
Maybe it's a misdirect. Maybe they're going to go another direction.
It's comes Brittany. Watch your master.
Go.
So you having a good night? Irma Gerd. May I have this Durnce?
You're like the Durncing card.
You're like Beyonce. Hurst Turk, Lerma Nerd.
No, he does. He does. I forgot they fit in the hashtag, the Jimmy Fallon hashtag.
He even does the
bit.
Fucking finger. Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, Jim, sorry. Hold on a second. I need you to cut. My dick's melting. It's melting into liquid. I need to capture all my dick so that I can reframe it and turn it back into my dick again later.
Yeah, just put it in a cup and freeze it.
Instead, above the audience, there's just a light that just says, scream.
Scream. Scream in pain.
Do they give you, like, a pillow to scream in when you're live?
If it all gets too much, just scream into this.
Okay. You gotta shake it off. I'm so happy, though, that we came without Dave.
I like that it's Jimmy like Fallon's so fucking full of himself. He can't even give The Rock that one meme bit alone. He has to be like, now it's birth of her stirring merms.
We're doing it. And honestly, I think this is as far as I got, so maybe it throws us for
kudos.
A loop. Maybe it throws us for a
kudos,
loop.
Kudos, my dude.
And hits us with a new joke.
We want. We rule this school.
Although, I assume it would be like a girl does it, and then they like are together.
Kate McKinnon
both.
Shows up and says, like, Kermaker.
Totally scrotally. Speaking of. Here comes Stephanie.
They all named Stephanie.
Hey, Stephaner. You want some chirps and derp?
Maybe some mashed potatoes?
Do they even have mashed potatoes?
If you chew the chirps, learner, if they taste like mashed potatoes.
What the fuck are we watching?
But they're ignoring the germ
Jim,
drops
I've
and perks.
I've snapped, Jim.
Oh, I don't know. Bad.
Oh, God. They had to respond.
And also the greatest, one of the greatest things I saw when I saw this, The Rock tweet it, is even the people in the comments were like, how old is this meme? Like, even the people that like Jimmy Fallon were like, this is, why are you doing this?
Like 4 years later.
Yeah, isn't that girl like, she was a teenager in the picture, now she's like an adult woman with kids and stuff?
Rock won't even eat chips.
Gross.
What was her
listen
problem?
Nice. He's got a. He can't even handle it.
Listen to some.
Oh, he's breaking. It's
Jimmy
so Fallon's got to
crack up because he can't believe they're doing an Irma Gerd bit.
Some fat bitch is just losing her shit, laughing so hard in the audience. There's like three people laughing. And you hear someone like.
It's just a whale.
Jared Leto Joker is just loose in the building.
I don't know, dude. I mean, man, she's probably just jealous. Yeah, but don't worry, we'll get a dance in before the end of the night. Definitely!
Hey, Nick. Want a slow dance?
Burner alert! I think I just got a burner!
Oh. Burner alert!
Oh my god!
How many times did
what the fuck?
No, Jim, it's so funny they have to keep saying it so you can be like, wait, what are they saying? Wait, are they saying burner?
Are they saying
but what's burner in Irma Gerd curd? Oh, it means boner! Sorry, I just puked my own heart into my hands. Is there a doctor in the house?
Burner alert!
Weirdos. Bro, that was your chance!
Oh, whatever, dude. I wasn't really feeling it. The burner.
Say it again.
We don't need to dance with dates to have fun.
Both going to be trans in the end?
I think you know. DJ, hit the music! Wern, tur, thur, fur!
Oh no, are they gonna
Carlton.
Rap too?
Carlton dance.
Are they going to Irma Gerd rap?
That or are they Running Man Challenge?
Well, they're
challenge.
Definitely going to dance in Running Man Challenge. Hopefully they Irma Gerd rap.
Is this Beggars? Oh, they didn't script the dancing. Just go with it.
Just kind of do whatever works. Firm.
At least it was half the length of an SNL skirch.
So yeah, there you go. There's the.
Well, I just realized I was making like a furious. I was making. I was Jim. I was making this face.
I saw stars when the joke first happened.
The Irma Gerd. I want to see if anyone in the chat called it. If anyone called the Irma Gerd.
No, it's just everybody talking about how they want to kill themselves.
Yeah, no.
That was Jim. There are a lot of rough things in the world.
Yeah.
That even with the expectations of it being a real pile of shit.
Yeah.
You talked it up, you built it up.
Yeah.
We brought it up in the last show and then you saved it for this. I was like, what could it be? What on earth could it be?
I couldn't believe they were doing an Irma Gerd.
They didn't even do other memes. They just did Irma Gerd.
Sorry for running downstairs and killing all your dogs real quick. I was just swept up in the moment.
Yeah, the Irma Gerd prom guys.
Oh. Irma Gerd prom guys. Hey, almost a million views.
This meme is very funny and definitely not outdated or anything. Jimmy Fallon is so hip and cool. He really knows the pop culture of the internet. Got him.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah. Everyone in the comments is like, I love Jimmy, but Irma Gerd is such an old meme. Holy
even
shit.
Even the people that like him.
Yeah, why didn't they do you, his classic skit, you?
Is that really?
People are asking for it, and I saw earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, it's people that like him being like, Irma Gerd, this was a bad sketch.
I think Jimmy is killing it with these amazing sketches. Which has been your favorite?
Yeah, he's killing it, all right.
James Corden wants to be Jimmy so bad.
Yeah, he does. Someone's speaking the truth. So there you go, Perm 2016.
Well, I'm just salty because I didn't have the balls to invite any girls to Perm this year.
Oh, what if a girl came up to you right now? What would you say?
Well, Jim, this isn't girls reverse. It's Perm.
I tell him to fur to burn.
And I guess we might as well keep the cringe on a rolling.
Nigga, I'm about to kill myself.
My face is fucking falling off.
It's going to be cringe one of those shows. First up, we got the music video from Suicide Squad. Lil Wayne and Imagine Dragons.
What?
And who else?
Jared Leto.
The Cheap Trick and...
Ty Dolla Sign, Ambassadors, Wiz Khalifa, and Logic.
Wait, why are these people all together?
They're trying to do like a Judgment. I know you guys don't know Judgment Night. But
no, we know Judgment Night. You bring it up all the time.
Yeah, Jim, can you shut up about Judgment Night for 1 second?
The iced tea.
But they are trying to do it because they have like a song that's Rick Ross and Skrillex.
That's just like peanut butter and jelly right there. Rick Ross and Skrillex, come on.
They have a 21 Pilots song, of course. Action Bronson and... Well, maybe they're only doing it on like one or two songs then. But yeah, this is the latest track.
Oh, don't worry. They have Bohemian Rhapsody as performed by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, supposedly that's the one in the trailer is what I was reading. But
yeah.
I didn't notice that at the time. But yeah, I guess it's just in the old prison.
I haven't been this excited since Good Charlotte Pixels.
Well, don't worry. We also got... coming up after this, because now we're a music show, we got Fall Out Boy and Missy Elliott doing the Ghostbusters theme.
Jim.
Hurry up.
Jim, I'm leaving the show again.
You're all a Ghostbuster. Whoa.
Let me pull this real quick.
A lot of people are like, hey, Mike, are you glad that you decided to come back and stay for good? And I'm like, hey, sorry, everybody. Jim found all the reasons for me to leave. not King Croc.
Didn't Lil Wayne have another seizure or whatever on his plane?
He getting too thick with the mud, dude.
Has he said anything about it yet, or is he just kind of like, ah,
nah,
no
he
seizure.
Was just like skateboarding the next day, like, I'm fine, nigga.
I was doing too many Mick twists.
He had a key twist on accident. Wow, this cast of characters is so poorly hobbled together, just like Suicide Squad.
I like how they're like, hey, you know all those villains? We're going to be just like all those villains. Yeah.
So who's Lil Wayne? Is he Killer Croc?
Yeah.
He's Chloe Devaney. Take
my hand the Rick Ross and Skrillex video should be dropping soon. That's got Jared Leto as the Joker in it.
Whoa.
Hell fucking
it's called
hopefully, the Residence.
Hopefully they don't feel like tasting him by the end, right? You know, because he's so crazy. Because
it's called like purple Lamborghini or something like that, because that's what he has. I'm a slave to your games. I want to chain you up. I want to
tie you down. Is it Monkey from Korn? I'm a sucker for pain.
I got the squad tatted on me from my neck to my ankles.
Going bald, my dude.
We gonna go to war, yeah, with Ty Dolla Sign is Harley Quinn.
I guess.
Who you want to be, Ty Dolla Sign? Oh, Harley Quinn.
I want to be Dr. Harleen, actually.
Now he's El Diablo. I want to be able to smoke blunts with my hands.
They had Gucci Mane on the song, but he kept making Jared Leto uncomfortable.
Well, that's what I do kind of hope on these tracks, which I assume Rick Ross raps about being the Joker if he's talking about his purple Lamborghini. So yeah. I hope Lil Wayne starts rapping like he's in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. You're a cerebral again. So we put the world on our shoulders. I told
you, take my hand. What, they couldn't afford Patrick Stump for this song either, so they just had the same guy? I'm a slave to your games.
Pain. I want to chain you up. Chains? Like the lyrics?
Man, that guy from Imagine Dragons is ugly as hell. I've been at it
with my homies, it don't matter, you don't know me, I've been rolling with my who the fuck is this
guy,
who's
this
Jeff?
Joke?
Logic. That's
Logic?
A black man, he's just an albino.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Looks like a nerdy white guy to me.
He's nerdy. We just close to getting crazy,
living like this is so amazing. Hold up, take a step back when we roll up, because I know what we've been learning. Are you sure? He looks like you, like 6 years ago.
He's black.
Did this guy trick everyone into thinking he's black?
I don't know. He's one of those, like, J. Cole, like, he's so smart, you gotta check his lyrics, nigga.
You gotta hear him on that Suicide Squad track, though.
He went platinum without no features. Won't hesitate to go straight to your head like a concussion.
It's rap for people that hate rap. No discussion for my family. No hesitation through my scope. I see my enemy like, what's up? Hold up, we finna reload up. Yes, I reload up. I know what up. I know what up. I torture you. Oh, I've never been so excited for Imagine Dragons.
That Imagine Dragons guy is just like, his face is just like a big butt. It's just like if someone had a butt on their face.
Jeremy Piven's in this movie?
The chat was asking if it was Joe Barry. Are you saying that Joe Barry's got a butt face?
No. Yeah, I guess he does kind of look like Joe Barry now that you mention it. I hadn't thought about that. But sorry, Joe Barry, if you looked like that, if you were skinny and tall, you'd be a fucking ugly asshole.
Wow. I didn't know Jeremy Piven was in this.
Ron Box in the chat says that Logic's ass, and he has to bring up that he's half black in every song. So he's half black.
Yeah, so whichever half is maybe it's his thighs.
The bottom half.
Oh. His dick, though.
Dick. I want to tie you
down. I want to dick you up. Devoted to destruction,
a full dosage of detrimental dysfunction. I'm dying slow, like but Mike. The devil trying to rush me. See, like I'm a fool for pain. I'm a dummy, might cut my head off right after I slit my throat. Tongue kiss a shark, got jealous bitches up in the boat. Eating peanut butter and jellyfishes on toast. And if I get stung, I get stoked. Might choke like I chewed a chunk of charcoal.
Peanut butter and jellyfishes on toast.
That's why my heart cold, full of sorrow. The lost soul and only Lord knows when I'm coming to the crossroads. So
own fresh shit for tomorrow. And I'm a sucker for pain, it ain't nothing but pain. You just fucking complain, you ain't tough as you claim. Just stay up in your lane, just don't fuck with Lil Wayne. I'ma jump from my plane or stand in front of a train, cause I'm a sucker for pain.
I'ma jump from a plane, stand in front of a train.
It's like a 2 out of 10, no Batman or Joker references. No saying that he's, Wait, oh, is it Chief Keef that says he's got a gun like Batman?
I'm Batman with a Glock.
Yeah, Batman with a Glock. That's
shoot
what it
Batman, shoot him up like Batman with a Glock. Wet him up like Spider-Man.
Bad, now we feel like we just now getting in.
Oh, Wiz, you suck.
Ain't got no other way, so we started and finished it. No pain.
He really looks like a cartoon dog.
Never stand down, made our own way. Never going slow, we pick up the pace. This is what we wanted from a young age. No emotion, that's what business is. Lord have mercy
cool
on
pants. Wiz has cool pants. Hashtag Wiz has cool pants.
I wish Batman vs Superman had songs like this, just about like Batman and Superman.
Yeah, me too.
Or like Captain America: Civil War. They're like, who could we get? Who we get on the track to talk about the Civil War, though?
Your future, Patrick Stump. Future designer.
My hand, the flame.
This movie is gonna be pure goofery. Adam Levine? Begging. Who the fuck is that? Is that the actor from the movie?
Wait, he was in the trailer, he was in the video the whole time, and that's all he ever did?
Yeah,
he was there at the very end?
Who was he? Is he in Imagine Dragons?
He did the visual effects, and he wanted a verse.
Ty,
you better get out of there, Ty!
No, he just disappeared.
That's some Illuminati.
Wait, is he El Diablo or the Enchantress? Get your canon straight, a rap music video for Suicide Squad. Wow, that was fucking garbage. I can only imagine, like, fucking, if there's an act you want to follow, Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott, it's that. You might just win me over purely because you're not that.
Why wouldn't you just call it the name of the song? Why does it have to be Ghostbusters - Not Afraid?
Well, and plus this soundtrack has like four songs. Well, there's like three songs called Ghostbusters, although one of them's the original. Then there's this one, I think another one. And then there's like two other songs that just like ghosty or, it's just like
Ghostface.
The track list,
from the gates of hell, Fallout Boys, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I haven't heard it yet. Everyone hates it. I know that. Yeah. There's Ghostbusters.
Walk the Moon.
Ghostbusters from Pentatonix.
Wait, yeah, why is
Ghoster.
There so many songs called Ghostbusters?
Then there's, yeah, Ghostbusters, I'm Not Afraid.
Then Get Ghost with
Get
Passion
Ghost.
Pitt and Mark Ronson.
Who's Mark Ronson? Why is he on everything now?
Isn't he the guy that, Town, Funk You Up. Isn't he the other guy from that?
Oh,
isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson is that song.
He's just some fucking nerd. So yeah, this is Ghostbusters. I'm
not
afraid.
Let's peep this fucking garbage. Let's go into this.
Yeah, let's peep this garbage.
Let's go in with what do you call it? Open ears.
Yeah, let's catch this dumpster on fire, my dudes.
Garbage shit. You misogynists are gonna hate this. Probably.
I mean, it can't be any worse than a normal Fallout Boy song, right? They sample the Munsters into their fucking music now, so it's like, fuck these guys. You guys used to be cool, fuck off.
Race war, race war.
Oh, there's I'm Not Afraid.
No ghost.
Remember when Fall Out Boy had instruments? Remember those days? Those were the days.
Is there a verse, or is he just gonna say I'm not afraid?
It's 3 minutes long. It better have a fucking
only,
verse.
Does only Missy Elliott get the verse, or does
Probably,
Fall Out Boy
comes
get
back
the verse?
With bro.
It's like he's like, hey, I don't want to write a new song. Can we just use one of our other songs with like different words? And they're like, yeah, who cares? Yeah,
who's afraid of a ghost?
Hey, I'll give it props because it's not as bad as Soul Punk. Soul Punk was Patrick's solo album. His garbage fucking solo album.
Yeah. The Soul Punk himself.
Yeah, the Soul Punk himself decided to show up and fucking sing about Ghostbusters.
Who the fuck is bumping this song in their car?
Who you got
a car?
Because
there's not like, I would give them the benefit of the doubt with just the stupid hook, but like there's nothing
my
else.
Dude, it's ghosts. Yes.
But there's nothing else.
Well, no, Jim. Like, you know,
wait for Missy.
What are they called? The like at school, the people, the retards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're all bumping this song.
Yeah, they're loving it.
Like in that room where all the retards are.
This
song's just playing on fucking repeat.
No, this is one of those things that triggers retards. It goes off and they start and start like trying to fucking fight.
They start dabbing.
You know, there's
them.
Always that thing like, get them out of here.
They start
he hates carnivals.
They escape and like run into and run into the normal classrooms and start like attacking the regular kids.
Missy Elliott's a clone. You can hear her laughing all her way to the bank.
They should have just pulled fucking Jay-Z from Monster. He could have came in. Goblin schools. A zombie with no conscience.
That's not Missy Elliott, that's Ray Shimmer. Has Missy Elliott and that black bitch from this movie been seen in the same room together?
Oh, Leslie Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of no food.
I saw the new trailer for Ghostbusters when I was in the theater. And the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's in the movie. Why is that? Why?
Because like this movie has no identity.
Like I could almost
like I'm not
get
that's not even me shitting on. Like this movie has no fucking identity of its own. It seems so creatively bankrupt.
Is it just played by Patrick Stump?
Well, it's so bizarre because they go out of their way basically. Like the movie, maybe the marketing isn't, but the movie, from what I've read, it's not like a reboot or. Like a quasi sequel, it's its own thing. Like it's a universe where the Ghostbusters never happened. So it's not like because the Ghostbusters.
I wish we were in that universe.
The Ghostbusters the Ghostbusters cast are in it, but they're playing other characters because this is the first Ghostbusters of this world. So it's just weird. I mean, I could almost get having Slimer because it's like. Oh, here's a quick fucking
yeah, have a connection.
Shout out.
I get it. A reboot or a remake or whatever you want to call it has. Give it a connection that gives you something to ground yourself in going like, oh, look, there's that thing.
Yeah. So, but then, and these are just the things in the trailer. So I have to imagine there's just all these little goofs to Ghostbusters, the whole movie. I mean, this fucking song is basically they're just taking the dumb original Ghostbusters song.
Yeah. But hey, I hate women, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird because it feels like it would just make more sense if it was just this is the new there were Ghostbusters in the 80s and now these are the new Ghostbusters.
This movie just feels like a train wreck that they're okay with leaning into because they can just say, oh, well, anyone who's mad at us just hates women. So they're like, fuck it, let's do dumb garbage shit and we don't have to apologize, and we don't have to feel bad, and we don't have to be embarrassed. We can do any dumb thing we want because anyone who's mad at us just hates women.
And they're really pushing that hard as far as I do know that's definitely a true element. They're not making that up, but they're pushing it really hard as far as in like just mainstream media, like Jimmy Kimmel, and they even like they had to bring out Bill Murray to say this movie's good. This is a good movie.
Oh, you mean Bill Murray, the guy everyone fucking hates now?
Well, no, it's only us, I feel. No,
I'm cool being the only sane people on the planet. Bill Murray fucking sucks.
I think Bill...
He hasn't been in anything good in forever.
No.
He's a fucking joke. He's a walking meme. He's a piece of garbage. Yeah.
I think Bill Murray is still a thing like people are like, Bill Murray? Coolest guy in the world.
No, Bill Murray sucks.
But at the same time, you bring him out to say this movie's good. This guy does this. If you looked at the movies he's done, this guy does anything.
The fucking Ghostbusters ghost is me.
Every time this song comes on,
fucking thinking about Ghostbusters, I'm just like,
Yeah, and that's even better because the things that look bad, it's not because they're women, and I would like it more if they had like stupid. Vodka guy, what's his name from My Girl? Stupid skull
Macaulay
vodka
Culkin?
Guy?
Dan Aykroyd,
oh. Yeah.
Fucking stupid vodka guy from Stand By Me.
Did I say Stand By Me? Yeah. I meant My Girl. My
oh,
bad.
No, you said My Girl,
okay,
but
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
That was your
from
poll.
My Girl?
Yeah, that was your
I've
poll.
Never even
you know,
seen
the
this
guy
movie.
From My
He's
Girl?
The dad.
Dan Aykroyd's
He's
in My
the
Girl?
Dad.
You know that famous actor from My Girl?
Macaulay, that's why I said Macaulay Culkin. That's the only thing I know about that.
It would have been better if they just had him be a stupid old piece of shit Ghostbuster and gives the fucking new team their blessing, and then they go on with the show.
Oh, they need someone to mansplain them that they're Ghostbusters
now.
Yeah,
that's true.
You
fair enough. Yeah, you're right.
Person
fucking nailed me. You nailed me, Jeff. God damn it.
What are you afraid?
Because then they could have all their dumb references and callbacks, and at least it would make sense. Not when they're trying to say this is its own thing, and then have all this shit. And then have Bill Murray come out and say it's good when this guy, what was the last
Garfield
good movie?
Twice.
And he was in, my go-to is Rock the Casbah. What the fuck was that?
What was that?
It was Rock the some dumb Bill Murray movie that came out that no one saw.
Hello there, the ghost inside my nightmare. Christina Aguilera listens to Fall Out Boy's songs and is like, too much vocal play. It's like a song if Bumblebee from Transformers, you know, he just like, how instead of talking, he just has like movie clips and sounds and noises.
Well,
it'd be like if they were like, hey, fucking Bumblebee from Transformers, sing a song. Like, this is how it would come out.
It sounds like a DJ just pulled a random Fall Out Boy thing. And yeah, just mixed it in
some
and
mashup.
Yeah, they just mashed all this shit up. No
took
one
a
ever
square peg of Fall Out Boy and took the Ghostbusters circle
if you
and
said
tried
this
to smash it into it.
Fall Out Boy fucking cross Ray Parker Jr.
Although it's probably not far from like what really happened. It's just like the dudes from Fall Out Boy were never in a room together. They just saw like record their shit and sent it over, and then Missy Elliott
It was just Patrick and the drummer, and then fucking a computer, with Pete a picture of Pete Wentz on top of it, and then Missy Elliott was like in her fucking closet with the egg crates all over it, like what do you want me to sing? Yeah.
There's a guitar.
Nope. See, it was just a computer all along.
Sounds like Lady Gaga shit on some black dudes. Something. I don't know. That was the first comment.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me see if I can find some of the clips when they were on Kimmel. They had like the whole cast on. And they had to bring out the original cast to be like, these people are great. You should really like them.
We're a separate movie. We're not the same. We're different. Anyway, let's bring out the cast of the original with us.
Here's
are they going to tell me how much of a sad nerd I am and how I need to go on more dates? And
here's their simpleton
stop
breakdown.
Jerking off in my mom's basement.
Yeah. Whoa, a strong couch.
Here's their simpleton breakdown, obvious answer.
Yeah, put a bunch of safes under the couch.
Well, how did Kristen Wiig not get catapulted through a window?
And honest, I mean, I get that it's a late night show, so you can't have like a totally in-depth interview. But if you're going to bring this up, it would be kind of interesting to really fucking get into it.
Kate McKinnon looks like someone was like, all right, and with my third wish, I wish my cat was a person.
A lot of these guys, these who...
Terrific fellas.
Yeah, who seem to have, I don't know, maybe very empty lives, are upset because they say, oh, well,
this movie looks like shit.
Ghostbusters.
This isn't fucking true. I'm sick and fucking tired. Why are they focusing on the 10% of people that out of the 100% that maybe are saying the reason I don't want to see this is because they're girl Ghostbusters?
Well,
because why is that the fucking focus when it's like no one means that? Just because people don't like your shitty fucking movie doesn't mean that that all of them have this one it's this vocal minority that they are fucking obsessed with.
It's an easy thing to bring up because I even reading movie sites and reading comment sections, even like SJW people that want to like this movie, you could tell they want to like this movie. They'll even say, trailer doesn't look great, but I'm glad all these, you know, misogynists are mad. But even they're saying it doesn't look good.
It's like being like, now, Donald Trump, I know I want to ask you some questions about what you think about Hillary Clinton, but also, what do you think about James Johnson? And he's like, who? And he's like, oh, you know that the barber from Tennessee that's running for president? He's a write-in only guy. What do you think about him? And it's like, why are you asking me about him? He doesn't fucking matter. He means nothing. He's some random guy that means nothing to anything.
Yeah.
Like, no, but we want to know your opinion about him.
What do you mean, Mike? What does that mean?
What does what mean?
What does it all mean?
That James thing. What did that mean? The Johnson thing.
Mike?
What are you doing?
No, I just didn't know what you meant at all.
No, I'm saying like... It's like asking a presidential candidate what they think about someone they've never heard of.
Like if you're focusing
nothing.
On one guy.
You know, write-in guys?
Like
write-in guys that will never win
like
and don't mean anything
section.
To the election?
Okay, who's on the line?
Hey, this is Jason Christopher. I'm driving home from the bar. I need a Goon Club nickname.
Oh,
drinking
shit.
And driving,
ah,
baby.
Shit. I'm saying like they're asking, what do you think about these guys that think the movie sucks because it's women? Who was like, that's the small, small minority that don't matter, but they're getting this giant magnifying glass.
It's a great trick that they're
them.
Doing is to like make people see this movie just to like stick it to the man that the
yes.
man.
Yes, Jason.
And I mean, I'll even give them credit that it's probably a good amount of people, but I think it's far from the majority of people that don't like it. I feel like it's
never see anyone saying that they don't like it because of the women.
I see a lot of it mostly. I mean, it's probably mostly because I follow Paul Feig and he responds to a lot of it. So I see it, but, and I do see it somewhat in comment sections, but most of what I see are just people saying that it looks bad.
Yeah.
And, but it is a nice way because if you're all about, diversity or whatever the fuck, it's a nice way where even if it's bad, you're going to say it's good or you're going to go see it just because you're championing what's the fucking phrase they use now? Well, there's that, but there's a
smashing the patriarchy.
Virtue signaling or something. There's a new
Jim. I'm so sorry that you always know these things. Signaling.
There's a new phrase they're always using for it.
Jason Christopher, we're
sorry
that you're drunk driving for so long on the phone.
Yeah, we'll get to you, Jason Christopher.
No, I wasn't listening live. I can only assume you're talking about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, sir.
Oh yeah, that piece of shit. Okay.
Yeah.
No, oh okay, you fucking misogynist now. Piece of shit.
Well,
okay. Look at Jason
yeah.
Christopher.
No, I hate women, and that movie is going to be terrible. Apparently, for having that opinion.
Can
so.
We confirm that he is an official goon?
Yes, confirm.
Oh my God, Jason Christopher. So, a couple of years ago, God, it was probably more than that. It was probably how old is The Sixth Sense, Jim?
Ooh,
like
that's gotta be.
99 later, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be fucking...
Damn near
it's,
20
it's
years old, right?
Close to it, for sure.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people have seen that movie, obviously. You see,
99, Jeff Cawley.
Yeah, you go through the whole movie, and there's that little kid.
Completely
guessed. He's seeing, like, ghosts and dead people and stuff, and that actor, what's his name? Bruce Willis is helping him through the whole movie. And then at the very end, you find out, holy shit, Bruce Willis has been dead all along. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Spoiler alert. Thank you so much. Spoiler alert. Holy shit. Ow. For the love of God. Spoiler alert. Please tell us you have something to say to everybody. Spoiler alert.
Give us some spoilers.
Well, in the words of the great Jim Scampoli, buzz driving is not drunk driving.
Yeah. Thank baby. You so much. Spoiler alert. We really appreciate you and all of your money you give to us. Thank you and good night. Spoiler alert.
Have a good one, guys.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Hashtag.
Oh, well, we can't have female Ghostbusters because only men can fight imaginary ghosts in a make-believe movie.
No, they're booing you. Yeah, they're booing you guys.
And what they don't say
they
when they're
they had blindfolds on and they just took the blindfolds off and saw who was on the couch and like, oh, boo!
That newspaper came to life.
Don't say when they're typing is that like 1 minute after they type that their mom's like, get upstairs and take out the garbage. You're 45 years old.
I need your
mom. I'm like, give me a garbage bag full of ground meat. Shove it in my gullet.
It's such a hack.
Yeah, her agent's like, ah, crap. She's making the same joke everyone's made. Fuck.
More right than even people would believe.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
But
certainly,
I will say this.
Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson, these guys gave you the ultimate endorsement by being a part of the film.
For sure.
And who gives a crap about anybody else at that point, really, right?
Yeah, the real guys are there. No, this is fucking horse shit. Because all Kimmel is doing is being like, hey, women... I'm on your side.
I'm with you.
And since I view you as worse than me and more delicate than me, I think that they're all bad, but guess what? Like, even if I don't like the movie, I'm never going to tell you because I don't want to offend you. I don't want to offend anyone because all he's just being a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah. I do.
You're being a fucking hypocrite by saying, like, oh, these idiots that hate it only because of women. By the way, let me handle these women with fucking kid gloves.
Well, and it's
like they're children that need to be like reminded, like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about them. That people, there's bullies in the world, and you're gonna keep going. You keep doing your thing. Good job. You know what? Don't let anyone get you down. They're fucking adults.
But it's
they
it's,
don't need
it
to
comes
be placated
off,
like
it,
children.
It comes off so desperate, anyways. It just reeks of desperation when you're like, yeah. Well, the original Ghostbusters like it, and they say it's good.
Shit, like they're basically building the narrative that if you don't like this movie, you're wrong.
You're misogynist.
And here's why you're wrong. And by the way, you're probably a misogynist.
I do like that even these videos have 12,000 dislikes. The internet really has gone full in.
Yeah.
They make sure we dislike every Ghostbuster video. And then their mom calls them. I was like, oh, suck my tit.
It's such a fucking lazy joke.
Oh, yeah.
You get a car, and you get a car, and
oh, no, footage from the
car.
Ghostbusters movie. Ah!
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was going to be a hearse.
I'm sorry. My uncle owns a funeral home, not an enterprise rent-a-car.
Hope you check to see there wasn't a body in the...
The audience is not laughing at this, and it sounds like
it's because
playing...
it's not fucking funny at all.
Why does this look like it's from SNL, like the quality of...
It seems like a parody trailer.
It sounds like it's playing in... like they have the audience like background, but I don't... No one's chuckling at these fucking Oprah, you get a car jokes.
I don't really know.
You didn't check?
I mean, I was in a hurry. I checked to see if we had gas. That was more important.
So there is body?
Let Holzman check. She likes that type of stuff.
Yeah, I can think of 7 good uses of a cadaver today.
No, Dr. Frankenstein. We gotta turn in the body if there's one in there.
All right.
Don't do that.
That is good.
Look at Dan Aykroyd.
Look at Bill Murray. Bill Murray's like, oops.
Bill Murray just did a bump.
Let's talk about the first time you guys in the cast of the new movie. Well, you're all in the cast of the new movie, but saw the original Ghostbusters movie. Where were you? How did you see it? And what happened?
I was in utero. And God, I laughed.
Kate McKinnon sucks. I don't care what Jake says.
She does suck.
Maybe I should have started with, have you seen the original Ghostbusters movie?
We just saw it.
You just saw it, man.
I was in Plainfield, Illinois. I was 14. I may have seen it repeatedly, like a lot.
in the theater, like a lot. And
these people could not even make up a story of.
Yeah. I loved it.
Listen to them. Fucking like all hope that the other one has a fucking story about when they saw it.
At least Melissa McCarthy, I feel, has seen it, and I almost really wouldn't be surprised if a lot of them haven't seen it.
She's the only one trying to make up a story right now.
And not that it really matters, but like when you're doing press like this, you have to assume it's kind of like when. You know, someone's in a comic book film and they say, oh, have you read the comics? Sure. And someone's like, oh, they were given to me.
Or
I read blah, blah,
100%
blah.
When they cast Ray, Finn, and Poe.
Yes.
I bet those motherfuckers got asked 100 times a day. Well, so like, what did you think the first time you saw Star Wars?
Yes.
What was the first, what's your favorite Star Wars? And we're like, you think those guys are like, oh,
I like the robot guy.
They're all looking at each other like,
I like all the ghosts and when they bust them.
Yeah, I like the, I like the Dan, the one.
When Dan Aykroyd comes in and like, hey, you ghost, you're busted. And then Bill Murray is like, whoa, me?
I like when Dan Aykroyd runs the funeral home and,
why
and
is
his daughter's friend dies from bees. Ghost? My girl, Jeff, come on.
Look at her. Look at.
Where was
her
for
trying to lie? That is like if micro expressions exist, that's the slide that the FBI shows all their agents. Like, no, this is the face of a woman who's like
lying.
Trying to make something up.
Look at Kate McKinnon trying to have a thought.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just squeezing out a minute long fart and just hoping it doesn't.
I was slightly obsessed with it. Yeah.
But we were talking about the fact that there have been so many different pitches about a new Ghostbusters
Bill Murray
movie,
for this?
And you.
I saw them all.
You saw them all, and you were reluctant to be a part of any of them until you heard this idea. And why was this idea appealing to you?
It was only because I knew these girls were funny.
I was playing softball with strangers, and they called up my beeper.
Because he's a boy, so it's cool, all right? Nobody.
He's a man.
Actually, I'm lying, and no one will ever believe you. And he just walks away.
When you see the film, and you'll delight in the film, it sort of rumbles along in the beginning. You're going, oh, God, are they going to pull this thing off? And they are.
Whoa!
I didn't know about that.
Bill Murray! Bill Murray!
I didn't know about that part.
What did he say?
He basically says the movie starts slow and you wonder if it's going to be any good. But then it comes together.
No, I feel like a stepfather to the whole thing, you know? But there is no quit in these girls. I've worked with Melissa before.
No matter how bad it was, no matter how awful the writing was, these girls never stopped.
They never
gave up.
Take
after
take
after
take. We gotta finish this movie.
they knew we had to get it. They knew their checks wouldn't clear. Yeah,
constantly dealing with rewrites as the jokes didn't work.
This is a tough movie to pull off because it's a big concept. There's a lot on the plate. There's a lot of expectation.
Oh, I'm covered in spiders. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just my spider button-up shirt.
And Annie and Ernie were just screaming, cheering like we were at a sporting event. At the end of it, they just kept.
This is fucking obnoxious because it's really. I feel like this is like this isn't inviting them on to promote the movie. Inviting them on to be like, guys,
they're
the internet's dumb.
No,
don't listen to them. Listen to us.
The movie hasn't come out.
In fact, we invited. Like, it's like a fucking.
But even if there's a big thing on the internet, it's been proven time and time again that doesn't always reflect
snakes
an actual
on a plane
mainstream
and Scott Pilgrim and
opinion. So the fact that you're being so desperate and trying to defend it, when a lot of people are probably thinking. What do you mean?
This feels like a weird reverse
why
intervention.
Why are they acting like this movie? Why are they acting like I think this movie's bad?
It's like a fucking suicide hotline where they're bringing in all the your loved ones to tell you like, no, don't do like after someone tries to kill themselves in the hospital and they bring people in to try and to give you a support network. And it's like, how fucking sad does this look? Yeah, like even if I didn't know anything about this movie, I'd be like, is this movie in like deep trouble? Why are they doing this?
Don't they realize there's a ton of people that think this movie is good enough to sneak into after seeing another movie? There's tons of people that will do that.
Must have been hard to get Ernie Hudson in there, too. I know he's pretty busy.
Yeah. Didn't he kill a guy? Didn't he hit someone with his car and kill them?
I think all actors have.
Four of you like that. I mean, really.
You know what that hurts?
Seriously.
It's weird.
Yeah.
There's
what's Kate McKinnon doing?
She doesn't know.
achieve your dream. She's reptiling out.
They turned her chip off.
Yeah, she's fucking.
They turned her chip off for fun.
Everyone turned their chip off when they made this fucking movie. There's lots of people with no chip.
He's gonna be so bummed
let loose.
This isn't real.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
It would. It's like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys are, they're right. You guys are very, very funny. And I think.
Yeah, you're funny.
This is like, it's like a fucking bunch of girls inviting the retard to prom. That's what this is.
Oh, yeah.
It really
yeah.
feels like the girls on the couch are fucking retards getting asked to prom. And I don't mean that as I know I'm saying fucking retard, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the retard kid who gets asked by the pretty girls so that they can make a big deal. That's what they're acting like this is. They're like, you guys are great.
Could have Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, look at all like that. That's how he's talking. I'm not even defending this movie. And Jimmy Kimmel is talking to them in the most patronizing way. The whole thing is like, hey, the row behind you is going to tell everybody why, in fact, the movie actually is good. Like even they are approaching it as if they have to convince you that that it's bad. It's a bad movie, but you need to believe in it and give it a chance. They don't even have faith in themselves to just act like their movie's
good.
Who
is this old bitch? Is she in that
movie?
She
was their secretary.
Well, where's Susan Sarandon? Why wasn't she around for this? She wasn't available.
Was she in Ghost? Oh, you mean Sigourney Weaver?
Or whatever? I don't know. All these bitches look the same.
Yeah, where's Rick Moranis?
But no, that's, I forget her name, but she's their secretary. But I completely did a 180. I know that they have full faith in this movie because this is the new and original Ghostbusters dancing to the theme song.
For 4 minutes. For those listening to the podcast, Melissa McCarthy is just staring agape at the fucking screen. Something strange in your neighborhood.
Dan Aykroyd, none of them know what to do. They're like, wait, are they going to play the whole song? I thought they were just playing us off.
There you go. Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig dancing. There we go. Now they're dancing. Ugh. This makes me feel weird.
McCartney got donked.
Is that the dude?
Yeah, is that Ray Parker Jr.? His guitar strap says Ray.
Oh, yeah. That's so people like us know it's him.
It didn't sound like him at all. Yeah.
This guy was very excited that they were doing Ghostbusters again.
Can you do four versions of my song and then me, too?
Although Huey Lewis said that he stole... the harmony from him. Huey Lewis was supposed to do the theme, but he did Back to the Future instead.
You could tell. We get it, Kate McKinnon. You can make 1,000 ugly faces. You're the Chris Jericho of ugly faces. When you're all alone, pick up that phone
and call. All right. This cringe compilation is gone.
Yeah, I'm sick of watching this cringe comp, Jim.
Cringe comp has gone too far, I say.
Jim and Them, home of the cringiest Ghostbusters
show
ever.
I'm more mad at the way these people are treating them, like the cast, than I am about the bad movie. I'm over the bad movie.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm sort of mad at the fact that I keep getting put in a fucking box for thinking the movie looks bad. But I'm the most mad at how Jimmy Kimmel has the fucking balls to talk to them. Like, literally, he's talking to them like they're children.
This whole thing
comes... lost a fucking indoor soccer tournament with no winners and no losers, but they want everyone to feel great.
This whole thing comes off awful because it looks like two things. It looks like what we were saying, just some weird way to kind of excuse the fact that they even made the movie in a way and just defend it before it's even out.
Yeah.
And it also just comes across as like... Jimmy Kimmel's a big fan of Ghostbusters, and to get the cast of Ghostbusters on, he had to get the new cast as well.
He's like, oh, fuck, I have to have the new cast of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it just kind
of
looks like some fanboy thing of, hey, I love Ghostbusters. I got the guy playing the song.
Imagine,
and I got Bill Murray
We got Christian Bale here, and Michael Keaton's also here, and he's going to tell you all about his favorite Batman memories.
Ben Affleck's here, and we also brought in Christian Bale and Michael Keaton and Adam West.
And Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Michael Keaton's just in a
George
chair.
Clooney.
It just feels like
and
big
Michael
fucking...
Keaton's saying, now I've seen... Batman Begins. It's really good. You guys should check it out. Yeah. Absolutely.
It, you know, Dark Knight Rises, it starts out kind of a bit of a mess, and you don't know where it's going, and like it leaves a lot of questions, you know. But he's just a really good actor, you guys.
It reeks of a giant defense mechanism. It's the guy who knows someone's going to say something about him, so he says it first. But you know that, like it just, I don't know. Like, it all really annoys me how the whole thing is being handled.
I am so hyped for Kate McKinnon Beetlejuice. I can't even keep it in. Have you heard that Mike?
Is that real?
The Kate McKinnon Beetlejuice? Jim,
it's got to be a hashtag, right?
Pull it up.
Fuck.
That can't be real.
Pull it up. Look it up. It might be. Hopefully. Wait a minute. What's the first one?
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
What is this? Did you just make that up and you just hope that it would be a thing?
Yeah, I did. Fuck! There's no Kate McGann and Beetlejuice. Well, I need to go.
Almost.
I need to call up Hollywood and
you
hold the
close.
Phone up.
They wanted her to be the Gina Davis part. But dude, you just started a new thing. Just you mentioning it's got to be all over Tumblr.
And I know this annoyed me. Did you see the whole when the first trailer came out where Kate McKinnon's winking, where there was a realistic?
I got a girl boner for Kate McKinnon.
Everyone wanted her to be Han Solo in the Young.
Oh yeah,
Solo
I did. Movie. I do remember hearing.
People
that,
were
yeah.
like actually buying into it. Like, no, it started off as a joke, but now I'm like, I'm super into the idea. And I was just like. Like drinking bleach, just chugging it, chug, and I was like trying, and I couldn't die. I was trying to fucking die. I was like the Hulk. I shot a bullet in my mouth, but the other guy spit it out.
Didn't you know that if you say Kate McKinnon three times in front of a camera, she shows up to ruin your favorite franchise?
She shows up and makes a fucking gross face.
I'm gonna send out the douchiest fake tweet ever. That is. Would be a real tweet for someone else.
Kate McKinnon, Beetlejuice, make it happen. Stop living in the past. Michael Keaton, more like Kate McKinnon.
More like Betelgeuse. Am I right, guys? The Betelgeuse.
At Michael Keaton, include him in this. Make sure he's like, what do you think, Michael Keaton?
Oh, fuck.
I hope he has like
No, because he'll retweet it and then it'll happen.
What if we could make this happen, though?
Fuck.
You're just worried about the power I wield.
Does she not have one? Does she not have a Twitter?
I'm sure she does.
She had to remove it because she kept ruining everything.
Every time she posted a picture, it'd break the internet. That's the Metalsmith Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. She might not have one.
You can just Google
Metalsmith Kate McKinnon.
Oh, good. She doesn't.
Damn, Kate McKinnon doesn't have it. I guess followers do the fans have? 500.
Less than Mike. Less than Mike Steele.
900. I guess
she looks like the retard that gets accepted to the prom. She's not one of the girls. She's the attractive, most attractive retard.
She looks like Zuckus from Star Wars. He's the big fly guy. Fuck.
Make it happen, interwebs.
I'm honestly ashamed with the patriarchy that it hasn't already happened.
Yeah, how is that not... Michael Keaton better get on that shit.
I think you'd tag Michael Keaton in that.
Michael Keaton got a Twitter, but Kate problem. McKinnon doesn't,
yeah,
huh?
That's so weird.
Michael K.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, those are things. Those are things happening. What a bum out. Just all this stuff just bummed me out.
It's all a bum out. Yeah, I just want to go to sleep, Jim. Let's just do a part one.
Let's see. I gotta go to. We'll take a break because that is a part one.
Okay. I'm afraid of a ghost.
I'm not afraid of ghosts.
All right, we'll be back.
I told you a long time ago. Fuck you,
monkey, fuck me. Who the fuck you think you got?
Really, y'all, taking you on another one. Julio Iglesias, make it cream like that, nigga. Yo,
First divorce, son, beat the arson. Many brothers I be sparking and busting, mad like inside the dark, and call me Dose Snatcher. Just a brother for the rapture. I hang glide, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, RZA beg the track and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested. The gods work like appliances. Dealing in my cipher, I revolve around sciences. The ninth chamber, you get trapped inside my hallway. You try to flee, but you got smoked right by the doorway. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smothered in dirt. Now how you resting? Well, I'll be trapped by sounds, locked behind loops, throwing niggas off airplanes, cause cash rules. Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God degree. Then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Them niggas, son. AK's black, bust back like 70 max. I'm all that street niggas knowing my steez black. Raw G, you know he coincide with me, see? Marvelous, men is both society. But anyway, left toast. Champagne thoughts with ghosts. I max the most. Shotguns through the notes. Fuck rap, hip hop for me, your top. Low wears and Tommy Hill fly shit with a knot. The witty, unpredictable live shit. Drive-by shit, do a die shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P now. Fair. Walk through showers, wow. The old lady snitch, but fuck it. You know it, one love, kid. No, I'm not doing a bit. Too much to get for what? Cause six niggas got stuck in the nigga chain was drunk. Yo, fuck that. Criminology rap. Sneaker stay jet black. Floating in the flies app, nigga. Drink. Much love go to New York City. All my Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas.